This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ebola outbreak in Central Africa may be spreading faster than reported, warns WHO epidemiologist. A World Health Organization epidemiologist has warned that an Ebola outbreak unfolding in Central Africa may be accelerating beyond official case counts, with suspected infections potentially far exceeding the hundreds currently documented, according to the BBC report. Hundreds of suspected Ebola cases reported in Central Africa, with actual numbers feared to be considerably higher, according to WHO assessment. Ebola case detection gap, confirmed versus suspected cases, illustration of surveillance challenges in Central Africa outbreak response, suspected cases, reported, hundreds confirmed cases verified, lower cases potentially undetected, unknown magnitude. Source, WHO epidemiological assessment. Georgian Medical Journal News, surveillance gaps mask true outbreak scale. The global health response coordination depends critically on real-time data accuracy. Without precise case counts, epidemiologists cannot accurately model transmission dynamics, forecast resource needs, or allocate containment efforts to the highest risk zones. Transmission speed and contact tracing challenges. Ebola's high fatality rate and rapid progression mean that delays in case identification translate directly into expanded transmission windows. WHO documentation of recent viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks demonstrates that even modest delays in contact tracing can result in exponential case growth within 1 to 2 weeks. Regional capacity constraints and international response. Central African countries have strengthened Ebola response protocols substantially since the 2014-2016 West African epidemic, which killed more than 11,000 people, according to CDC data. International health policy frameworks increasingly emphasize the importance of strengthening diagnostic capacity and surveillance networks in outbreak-prone regions. The WHO has called for accelerated investment in laboratory networks and real-time data systems to close these detection gaps. Hundreds of suspected Ebola cases have been reported in Central Africa, but the actual number of infections may be considerably higher, indicating that outbreak spread could be outpacing detection and surveillance capacity. WHO Epidemiologist Assessment, World Health Organization, 2024. Key takeaways: suspected case numbers significantly exceed confirmed cases, according to the WHO epidemiologist quoted in the BBC report. The 2014-2016 West African epidemic killed over 11,000 people, according to CDC data. WHO has called for accelerated investment in laboratory networks and real-time data systems. Frequently asked questions: why do suspected cases differ from confirmed cases? Suspected cases are identified clinically based on symptoms but lack laboratory verification, while confirmed cases have tested positive for Ebola virus. How does this outbreak compare to previous Ebola responses? The 2014-2016 West African epidemic killed over 11,000 people, according to CDC records. Source: Ebola outbreak may be spreading faster than first thought, WHO doctor warns. At context, outbreak in Central Africa may be spreading faster than reported, warns WHO epidemiologist. Description: WHO warns Ebola outbreak in Central Africa spreading faster than reported. Suspected cases exceed confirmed cases, indicating surveillance gaps and transmission acceleration. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-19. Date modified 2020-05-19. At context: do suspected cases differ from confirmed cases? Accepted answer: at type, at text. Suspected cases are identified clinically based on symptoms but lack laboratory verification, while confirmed cases have tested positive for Ebola virus. At type, question. Name: how does this outbreak compare to previous Ebola responses? Accepted answer: at type, answer, text. The 2014-2016 West African epidemic killed over 11,000 people, according to CDC records.